Good morning, and God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It is Saturday, June 20th, 2026. And I have just been so very blessed and thankful to my God, my Heavenly Father, and my Lord Jesus Christ this morning for the many blessings that He's showered upon my life. And I was just sitting here thinking and reflecting on the things recently that God has done for me and the things God has done for me in the past. I've thought about this year, 2026, and the way that God has brought me forward, encouraged me, edified me, exhorted me, and strengthened me as I've continued faithfully to live unto Him. And everyone, I'm sure, recalls that this is our theme, what God worked in Lawrence's heart to be the focus for this year, 2026, is to live unto God. And I am so thankful for the things that God has shown me about living unto Him and moving forward with Him. And this morning, I went to my faith and vision journal, or my little I have a three-ring binder, and this is just how God has worked in my heart to do things. I love to hold things in my hand and to read them, and that's just how God works with me. It would be great for me if I were a really creative person, and I think in some ways that I am, but I'm not creative or imaginative in a way that I've really admired and seen in other people. But, maybe that'll change in the future. I don't know. But really, I'm more, my personality is more of a methodical type of personality, kind of a practical person. And there's greatness in that. And there's ways that God works in that kind of personality type that I am that really thrills my heart just as much as if I had done a beautiful painting or composed a beautiful piece of music. And those things are in my wheelhouse as well. And I thank God, as God brings me along, heals my mind of old paradigms and things like that, maybe I'll start seeing that sort of thing. But anyway, in my dream and vision journal, I have right at the very beginning, the first page is consists or the first pages consist of my vision. The first page is my vision for labors and the things God's worked in my heart through Isaiah 43, mainly as that chapter of scripture. But then after that, I've just given or written down my thoughts on my life with God and personal vision from God. And there's several pages with that. And I just read over it. And I just got so blessed that the vision that I wrote down early this year in 2026, I'm seeing those things start to come to pass. And it's such a thrilling thing. And I just can't help but remember that God rewards faithfulness, that God does set a condition of faithfulness and consistency that is our duty and responsibility before Him. It's how we live unto God. We live unto God by our faithfulness to do the things that He puts in our heart to do. And God has put in our hearts to speak in tongues, to speak by the Spirit, to connect, first of all, with God daily, often throughout the day, but then also to connect with Lawrence and Kim, to connect with like-minded believers, with people who want to walk with God and live unto God too, to connect using the available means that we have to connect. And we have a wonderful website, Grace, Love, and Truth, that has so much to offer. your heart in so many different ways. And we have Zoom fellowship, and we have our own Zoom fellowships. If you have a Zoom fellowship, you do have a field. Whether you have a Zoom fellowship or not, you do have a field. God is working with you where you are. You know, Jason shared that God works with you where you are. And you just allow God to work in you, to will and to do of His good pleasure. And God will lead you where you need to go. And God will place you where you need to be placed as you trust in Him and live unto Him and go forward in faithfulness. But we have to listen. We have to let our Lord speak. And then we have to do. And this is such a joyful life to live. This is such a great life that we have to live when we live unto God. Look at Jesus Christ's life and the wonderful signs, miracles, and wonders that followed Him and attracted people to Him. That is how we are to live. That is the great joy that's set before us. That is our hope and our expectation. And God can fill us with hope and joy and peace in believing as we walk by the Holy Spirit and live unto Him. And so we have this wonderful life to live. And yes, there are things that come up. Jesus Christ said that there will be tribulation, there will be pressures, and Lawrence has given us wisdom with regard to the types of pressures that we may face, the thalipsis, the terrasso, the different things. And God through Lawrence has given us instruction on how to deal with wrong thinking and how to replace wrong thinking and even things that have been wrong in our thoughts for decades or for all our life, how to change those things and how to replace those thoughts so that we can build strongholds, strong pathways in our brain that become our way of thinking, and the old thoughts really start to fade into nothingness. And God has designed our brains. I've been led by God to understand more of how our brain works and how God designed our brains to do just that, that you don't have to wallow in habit patterns of thought that cause negative emotions to take place. Those thoughts can be replaced with new neural pathways that become cemented ruts in your thinking. And the old thoughts pass away. Behold, the old is passed away, and all things become new when you think the godly thoughts that God would have you to think. And I've just been encouraged by God to do this, to start recognizing these old thoughts and these old paradigms, these old ways of thinking, and to recognize them, to get a hold of them, to address them and face them and replace them with godly thoughts. And that is the way that God makes for us to escape the strongholds of the adversary, the things that he has tried to distract us with. And this type of focus is a way of preparing your heart and your mind to be fully living unto God, just like Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and then to teach it. That's our life. You know, God has designed us to seek Him. You know, in the Old Testament, they sought after the law. Now we just live unto God. We live and walk and speak by the Spirit of God. And we live our lives by that Spirit of God. That's what we seek after diligently. And God rewards us for doing that. And He does reward our faith. He does reward our faithfulness. When you walk in faithfulness, you're walking full of faith and confidence in God. And knowing that God, in the appointed time, will cause the great things to come to pass in your life. And you have a ministry to fulfill. You have a function in the body of Christ. And that is what God wants you to focus upon and live. And as we live unto God, we will see great, great, wonderful signs, miracles, and wonders to bless our lives, to encourage and exhort us, and to attract people to us. And that's our lives. So I just wanted to give you this encouragement today. And know that God is a God of comfort. He is a God of healing. He is a God of restoration. And He is a God of great deliverance. And He is a God of increase. He is the source of all of our increase and all of our abundance. So that's my encouragement for you today. I love you, stand with you, and pray for you today. God bless you.